I'm going to read a couple of new poems. I work for the Goldman Institute on Aging, and one of the liabilities of doing this work, working with older people who are not very well, is that occasionally they die on you. So I'm going to read this new poem called A Wish. I wanted to give you something for your pain, but not the drug du jour or the kind word this side of cliché. Something you wouldn't find on a talk show, in a department store, or dark alleyway. I wanted to give you something for your pain, but I couldn't imagine what. Frankincense, myrrh, even gold seemed too plain and too gross. I needed something that wouldn't have occurred to you or me, or even nature. A creature more fabulous, more imaginary than you'd find in a rainforest or tapestry. Maiden screen. Some exotic anodyne an alchemist or astrophysicist would be envious of. A chemical reaction, an astral refraction, an out of body, out of mind, one of a kind transport from your pain that would last longer than a day. Deeper than the past. I would have founded a whole new religion if I thought that would suffice. As for love, sacred, profane, or both, I wanted to give you something that didn't arrive with a roll of the dice and was hard to maintain and had a knack for disappointing. I wanted to give you something for your pain that didn't smack of a sorcerer's trick or a poet's swoon or a psychiatrist's quip. Nothing too heavy or spacey or glib. I'd have given you the moon, but it's been done. And besides, its desolate dust and relentless tendency to wane might have only exacerbated your pain. If I could have given you something you could depend on, could always trust without a second thought, I would have. A splendid view, perhaps, or a strain of music, a favorite dish, a familiar tree, a visit from a genie who, in lieu of granting you a wish, would tend subtly to your every need and never once tire, never complain. But when all was said and done, or hardly said, not nearly done, I was as helpless as you. Could you tell? Or were you so overcome your pain was all that mattered? It seemed to me we were a kind of kin, willing to mind its bold suspensions, but the heart, once shattered, never quite matching its old dimensions. And yet you persevered in spite of pain. You knew to hold hope as lightly as you held my hand, a phantom grasp, a clasp that seemed to come from the other side. And your genial smile made it plain. You were pleased by my wish to please. And then you died.